Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, this is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House Family devotional reading of Charles Haddon Spurgeon's classic devotional, Morning and Evening. This is the podcast. This is episode number 40. The scripture passage that Charles Haddon Spurgeon chose for this day is Psalm 119, verse 37. And it reads, "Turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity, and quicken thou me in thy way." There are divers kinds of vanity, the cap and bells of the fool, the mirth of the world, the dance, the leer, and the cup of the dissolute, and the cup of the dissolute. All these men know to be vanities. They wear upon their forefront their proper name and title. Far more treacherous are those equally vain things, the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches. A man may follow vanity as truly in the counting house as in the theater. If he be spending his life in amassing wealth, he passes his days in a vain show. Unless we follow Christ and make our God the great object of life, we only differ in appearance from the most frivolous. It is clear that there is much need of the first prayer of our text. Turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity. Quicken thou me in thy way. The psalmist confesses that he is dull, heavy, lumpy, all but dead. Perhaps, dear listener, you feel the same. We are so sluggish that the best motives cannot quicken us. Apart from the Lord himself, what? Will not hell quicken me? Shall I think of sinners perishing in hell and yet not be awakened? Will not heaven quicken me? Can I think of the reward that awaiteth the righteous and yet be cold and hard-hearted? Will not death quicken me? Can I think of dying and standing before my God and yet be slothful in my master's service? My God, help us. Will not Christ's love constrain me? Can I think of his dear wounds? Can I sit at the foot of his cross and not be stirred with fervency and zeal? It seems so. No mere consideration can quicken us to zeal, but God himself must do it. Hence the cry, "Quicken thou me." The psalmist breathes out his whole soul in vehement pleadings. His body and his soul unite in prayer. "Turn away mine eyes," says the body. "Quicken thou me," cries the soul. This is a fit prayer for every day. O Lord, hear it in my case this night. Shall we pray? Holy Father God in heaven, quicken thou us, revive us again, because only you can do it. And then, Lord, give us the grace to turn away from those things that are vain, so that we can focus on you and your work until we leave this earth. In Jesus Christ's name I pray and for his sake. Amen. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. I am sorry for my sins, and today I choose to turn from my sins with your help. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my sins. I believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose on the third day. I do believe with all of my heart on the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past. Help me to turn from my evil life and to follow you in the new life. Lord Jesus, for it is in your name I pray. Amen. Dear friend, if you believed in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day, allow me to say to you, congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture." Dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Until next time, my beloved, God loves you, we love you, and may God bless you real good, is my prayer.